Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Chulin Nun Aleph, Chulin 51a, pagination is 100. We'll start in the middle of the page, the middle of the line, the two dots, Nafla min Hagag, the words from the Mishnah that the animal fell from the roof, and there's a concern that its limbs have been damaged out of alignment in a way that it is a trefa, that it is unhealthy and non-kosher. Indeed, this is brought in Yoredea Simen Nun Ches, Nefula Asura. An animal fell from a height, it'll be forbidden. If it meets the parameters, high enough, fell unintentionally, as we'll see in a few moments, unless it stands up, or we're looking for tishe me'es le'es, that it remains alive for 24 hours. So falling from a height is a concern. Amar Rav Huna, the Gemara says, Rav Huna said, hiniach behema lemaila, if you leave an animal on top, uva umatza lemata, and then you find it on the bottom, whatever the case is, but ein choshesh en mishum risukei evarim, you don't have to worry that the limbs got shattered. And the basic logic here is that if the animal went of its own volition from the height to the bottom, it knows what it's doing. It has inborn instincts, and it does it only if it's capable of doing it. Hahu gadya, there's a goat, Tahavale Ravina, that Ravina had, the Chazachushla Biifuma, that it saw some food that it liked on the ground. Dogar, so it jumped, Nafa Meigra La'ara, from the roof to the ground. So now we want to know, that was a pretty big jump. Does that put it into the category of Nafula? Asel Kamedir of Ashi, the Shaila came in front of Ravashi. Ravina and Ravashi are famous as colleagues. They're the codifiers of the Gemara. So Ravina brought the Shaila to Ravashi. Amalehi said, Hada Amar Rav Huna Niach Behema Lamailo Vamatza Lamato in Choshishin Mishum Risuke Yevarim. This statement that I'm aware of from Rav Huna, that we started the Gemara with, that if you leave an animal high and it ends up low, you don't have to worry. I need to know the understanding, why is that ruling true? Is it Mishum de Isla Midi Lemisrach, because it has something to connect to, so it climbs, it softens the fall by using the wall? Vahiles Le Midi Lemisrach, and over here there's nothing to connect with, nothing to grasp onto, because it went through the window in the middle. There's no wall nearby. Odilma, or maybe Mishum de Amda Nafsha, because the animal judges if it's too far for it, if it'll get hurt, and it has inborn instinct. Vainami Amda Nafsha, and here it jumped. It calculated, and we can rely that the animal knew what it was doing, and there's no damage, no danger. Amalehi answered him, Mishum de Amda Nafsha, the halacha here is based on the fact that the animal assesses the distance. Farnami Amda Nafsha, the animal assessed the distance, and we're good. In halacha, this is Simen Nun Ches, and in Se'if Yud Aleph, we indeed find codified quite boldly, Kofsa midaita afila mimakam gavoa harbe, if it jumped of its own choice, even if it's from a very high place. Afal pisha onu roim she'ena yechola leilech, even though we find afterwards that it looks like it can't walk, it got injured. In choshesh in law, we're not worried about it, because fundamentally, the animal would only jump. Apparently, even if there's something compelling, food, it'll only jump if it's appropriate for an animal of this size, of this type. to jump such a jump. It has inborn instinct, and umda, its assessment is not regarded as a mistake, or it hit the ground in the wrong way. Its assessment is fairly assuredly being relied on. Continuing in the Gemara. Hahi imrasa dahava be rav chaviva. There's an animal. Dahava shadran kare basraisa, that it's dragging its leg behind it. Amrav yemar, hai shigrona nakte. It's been afflicted with a cramp. And you don't have to wait. You could check it. It's good. We know it's a cramp. It's not a trefa. Maskefla Ravino. Ravino asks, v'demachuta shedra ifsik. You see it limping like that. Maybe there's a problem with the spinal column. But kua. So because Ravina had a hunch, they checked it. Ashkechua ki Ravina. And they found that it was like Ravina, that it had a trefa. Vafilu achi, the Gemara concludes, nevertheless, hilchasik Rav Yemar. We still follow Rav Yemar as a matter of policy. Even though you have an anecdotal supporting Ravina's concern, we still hold that if an animal is just dragging its leg, that's not enough to make it a trefa. Shigrona shechiach, the cramping type thing is normal. Chutashedra lo shechiach, a broken spinal column is not normal. Amar Rav Huna said, also related to this impact concussion type of concept. Zecharim amenagchin ze'eze. When you have the male animals engaging each other with their horns, bumping each other. Ein choshesha mishum risukei evarim. You don't have to worry that the bones got messed up. Afagav de midvu v'kaimi. Even though they are showing effects from the impact, tzimra ba'almahu denokat lehu, they have problems, but it's not a trefa. Enough ala'ara, but if such an animal would fall to the ground, vadei chayshinon, then we would be concerned. Finally, one last case that we'll do on this topic, Omer Rav Menashe. Rav Menashe taught, Hani Dichri de Ganvi Ganvi, these animals that the robbers steal, and Choshemishim Risuke Yevorim, you don't have to worry that their bones are messed up, even though they put the animal over the fence and drop it, and then catch up with it. So the animal dropped. My taima, why is there no concern? Kishadaluhu Amasnayu Shadaluhu. They drop it on the loins of the animal and not on the back. It's a bit of an art, how to be a successful thief, I guess. But they're hoping that the animal will run with them, ahead of them. They'll be able to make a quick getaway. And therefore, they're dropping it over the fence in a specific, strategic way. And you don't have to worry that the animal is damaged. For example, if we caught the robber, we don't have to worry that this animal is sickly from that fall. Ahadrinu, if they return the animal, vade chayshinon, we have to worry that the drop on the way back into the owner's property might have damaged the animal in a significant way, because if they're returning it so that they don't get caught, they don't care what happens with the animal. They're just getting it in there quickly and running. That's if they returned it because they're afraid. But if they returned it because they did tshuva ma'al yasu da'avdi, they're trying to do a genuine tshuva, and they know this art of how to drop it properly. And they would drop it properly so as not to cause damage to the aggrieved party. Yasher Koach, thank you for joining.